When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Well, I'm Lepler. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful T.G. Watkins. T.G., are you ready to do this?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go. T.G. is the director of stocks with Simpler Trading. They're an organization working to transform lives through trading. T.G., I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, so as far as my work, I'm one of the traders at simplertrading.com, and I've been with them for a little over 4 years, and that was pretty much the path that I ended up after getting myself into trading. My dad invested, he was an investor, he would look at stocks and manage his own money, and I remember that when I was a little kid, he'd come home, check his stocks, I think it was dailycharts or dailygraphs.com at the time. And we would just kind of talk about it. And I remember him saying, you know, someday you're going to be making money, whatever profession, whatever career you're in. And he said, you know, it's good to learn about this since you're going to have to manage your own money and, you know, just learn about it. And said, okay. He said, it's fairly easy. You know, you just need to know how to do a few things, and it's better to do it yourself than to pay somebody else if you can do the same job. And so that is really kind of where my understanding of finance and investing led me. That then brought me to New York Life. I spent a few years there. That's how we got acquainted. Also with Frank Averitt as our managing partner. And he was a great mentor. He really put a lot of time and effort into me. And I really appreciate all the things that helped set me up for where I am now. And then from there, I just kind of found my way back into the stock market. And one thing led to another. I followed a lot of other traders, a lot of people, got a lot of education. And then I created my own Moxie indicator. And then I started doing my own business with MoxieTrader.com. And then I was able to roll that into SimplerTrading.com. And now this is where I'm at.
Love it. I appreciate that. And certainly do appreciate Frank for reconnecting us after about 10 years. So it's a small world and all that kind of stuff. But it's always
good to know people out there. That's how we get along in life.
Yeah. Amen. So Moxie indicator, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Basically, it's just the name of the indicator that it gave. Anytime people create something, a proprietary indicator, you know, got to give it a name. So that's what I came up with. It's a momentum-based indicator, which helps me trade the market from a technical standpoint. You know, we have fundamentals, we have technical, you know, so I'm more of a technical trader. I look at charts, I look at patterns. I use the indicator with a set of rules that I've constructed over the years to help give me, you know, guidance into the market and figure out when price is going to move in a certain way and how stocks are going to behave. And I can take that. And since they are a definable set of rules, I'm able to then translate that and transmit it to other people, other traders, and so that they can then learn how to trade and see the markets the way that I do. Basically, it's like another language to have people learn, and then we can speak the same language, and then we can look and trade stocks.
So cool. And for somebody like me, who when I look at the market, I do not see patterns. So how long did it take you to, and I don't know if it's understand the market well enough to learn about it, where you were able to start identifying some of those patterns?
It definitely took years, and definitely lost money too. So if somebody is new to this, and no matter how exciting or, you know, thrilling that this might look like it is and that we can do this, I really, really recommend that you do what's called paper trading, and you basically just get a fake account, and they even give you, you know, $100,000 of fake cash, and you just go play around in the market. And it's best to do that because there is a steep learning curve, and it takes time. It takes just seat time, being there, watching the market, seeing this, seeing how things react. Because even though I was following other instructors or other traders, I still just didn't quite understand what I was doing or why they were doing what they were doing. And it just took time. And they were able to help me because I could get some shortcuts. I could understand, like, why did they use these moving averages or this, or how this indicator works, or all these kind of things, and help get me up to speed. But after that, you really kind of have to internalize it and understand why you're doing what you're doing with these certain setups and patterns and moves. And it's just best to practice until you really feel comfortable, because I've even had it, I pushed the wrong button once and that cost me some money. So make sure you understand your trading platform too, because there's a fair amount of things in here that the market is very tricky. The other important thing to know, especially now, here we are in 2023 and we know that we're in a bear market, there are easy times and there are difficult times in the market. 2020 was amazing. I made over, I think one account was 700 something percent. The other account was 800% trading just stocks, and it was a matter of months, but that was a really good, crazy market. And that's when, you know, you can make millions, which I did. And our other traders were doing a great job in that time. But then everything changed. We got inflation. The Fed started tightening, and now the market's been going down. Sure, there's money to be made, but it has been a very challenging market because there isn't a unified direction. And so this is where being a good stock picker is really important, because not all stocks are doing well. You have to find the ones that are, and those is where you go with them.
In the world of trading, so many different ways to trade, so many different things to trade, why did you settle on stocks?
There are a lot of different things to do. So I did trade futures, day traded futures to begin with. It was just too choppy, too neurotic for me. I didn't find myself enjoying having to really sit at the screen and watch a position that I put on for the next hour or two and to really kind of babysit it. And so I knew I wanted something a little bit slower. And so I kind of zoomed out, and then just through observing the market and figuring out what worked, I found that becoming an end of day trader worked best for me. I could put on a position. I only had to basically check it once a day, and really the moves happened from one day to the next. So as long as I put my trade and my position on at the end of that day, I could catch the next move that tends to happen in the overnight anyway. And then I've tried dabbling with options. For some reason, for me, it just doesn't really work for me. They're less forgiving. They are more complicated, and they're just very tricky. There's a lot in it. So I like the kind of the linear nature of stocks and the fact that they are a little bit more forgiving for me. So even if I have a little bit wrong move, it doesn't just totally eat into my account. So I've just kind of found that end of day trading with stocks is kind of the nice triangulation for me.
Yeah. So being able to figure that out, having that self-knowledge, I imagine that a lot of that is discovered by doing it, to your point, having the seat time, doing the paper trading and figuring out, yeah, maybe stock trading is right for me, or maybe commodities are perfect for me.
Yeah, pretty much. Somewhat commodities too. In fact, right now I'm looking at trading UNG, which is United States Natural Gas. And then because I do trade stock, I would like leverage. And they have these things called leverage ETFs. And so for UNG, that leverage ETF is called BOIL, B-O-I-L. And that's if you want it to go up. Now, if you wanted a short natural gas, you could do it through a leverage ETF called COLD, K-O-L-D. And so this is how I'm able to get the leverage that I need, even as a stock trader, because, you know, some of those moves can be pretty big and definitely worthwhile, and I don't have to take the risk or the complexity of trading options.
Nice. So you mentioned that in 2020, it was a good time, maybe an easy time to trade, and you experienced a ton of success. And now here we are, it's a little bit harder. How do you, like, just assuming we fast forward into 2024 and there's still a stock market and the world is still in existence and all that, how do you think about what your goals are?
Well, your goals are basically to help retain your money. So I think as a trader, we make money off of our money. So the number one rule in trading is just don't lose your money. Keep your losses small. And if you realize that your trading system or the market in general is just not working with you, you need to adjust to that. And the first thing is either trade less, trade smaller, or keep your stops a little bit tighter. okay? Because you need to be able to react to the market. In 2020, I mean, you could just kind of throw money at anything and it was going to work. And it's a different environment right now. And I think Warren Buffett had a quote that said, you know, you really know who's swimming naked when the tide goes out. And same thing here. When the market gets tough, if you have bad habits or you are sloppy about your rules, you're going to feel it and you're going to not do well in the market. And so that's where you kind of, you really can cut your teeth during a tough market. And that's what we're having to do here is say, okay, we really, there's the rules, I need to stick to them. And it's not an easy type situation. So I think we've been in this bear market for, gosh, coming up on 2 years, depending on which.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Which industry or which sector you're kind of looking at. And so I'm hopeful that in the next, I don't know, several months, if not a year, the market might start turning around. We're kind of seeing some of that, but it's not all hands on deck yet.
Got it. So bad habits, you're sloppy with your rules. I guess I'm curious as to what the temperament that you need to have to be a successful trader, or some of those maybe good habits or good characteristics or qualities.
Well, there's a lot of talk about with stock trading. It's a mental game. The market is going to be there. It's like a river that is constantly flowing. And all you're trying to do is dip your foot in or put your fishing pole in there and bring out the money that you want. It doesn't know you exist. And so it's not trying to get you. It's not trying to go after your position, anything else like that, even though it feels like it a lot of times. It doesn't know you exist. So really, it's just about you and what's going on out there. And a lot of the same stuff I remember, similar to New York Life, when we were out there talking with people and clients, you got 10 meetings and then you would schedule, you'd actually meet two and then you'd end up with one sale. It kind of was a numbers game. And it was the same thing here. It's you versus you. You need to keep your mind straight. You need to have the discipline and you just need to do the work. And if your work is here are my rules, then you need to stick to those rules and not violate them. Because honestly, the biggest losses I have are usually when I either ignore or I violate my rules and say, oh, well, you know, this thing isn't doing too well. Maybe I'll just let it go and it'll come back. It almost never does. So discipline is a big one.
Yeah, I think that certainly does make sense. And once you've done the work and you've established framework parameters, just being able to stick with it, probably a lot easier said than done.
Yeah. And I think that's where traders like me and services that we have are helpful for new traders, because there's really no one set something that says, here's how you make money in the stock market. You need other kind of mentors, other people who are doing it and say, this is how I'm doing it. And you can learn from us. Now, maybe I'm not the right person for you. Maybe John Carter or Danielle or any of our other traders are more aligned with your personality, your style, your risk, you know, whatever it is. But you should find somebody else who really resonates with you so that you can kind of, they can help bring you up to speed. And then you can kind of take it from there.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense to me that having a sounding board, having somebody that you can talk to and bounce ideas off of, and when you get stuck with something, would be really, really valuable.
Yeah, it's been helpful. And I really enjoy it, because honestly, the more I talk and teach and explain things to people, the more I internalize it and the better I get. So for me, teaching has actually been one of the best things to help me in my own trading career.
Yeah, for sure. So as technology continues to change, and I'm sure it's changed probably immensely just over the past 10 years, how is that changing your life and your work, if at all?
Well, I feel like we could almost take that in two directions. One, we talk about, AI or just computer trading algorithms, basically. It can be a little bit tough there because they can move price so quickly that we as humans can't necessarily react. And they can seek out pockets of liquidity, which is basically where your stop loss is. And so they know how to just kind of find where pockets are and go after that. But other than that side of it, the fact that we have Thinkorswim and all of these other trading platforms, and we have high-speed internet, we have streaming services like what we do, it has never been a better time to actually try to learn how to trade stocks because everything is at your fingertips. I mean, you think even back to the 80s when some of the other stock traders, or even the early 1900s, they had to read ticker tape, or they had to wait for graphs to come out in the mail or in the newspaper. They had to track their own trades or their own charts by hand on graph paper. And here we have everything right here with HD displays, great technology, free, no commissions if you're trading stock. And then the fact that you can go out here and something like Simpler Trading and myself and other people, we have services where we can give you great videos, hour-long videos. We have chat rooms. We have all this kind of stuff to where if you wanted to learn something, it's like an online course and it's all right there for you. So technology has actually really, I think, made it more accessible for people.
So the people that are commonly coming to you, are they already trading? What is kind of the profile?
It's a little bit of both. I think it's people who are interested and they see the possibilities and they want to take their own financial future in their own hands and they want to do this. I think also it's people who find it very interesting. We get a lot of, I'm a pilot, so we get a lot of other pilots, I think partly because they have time because they don't work 5 days a week. We also get a lot of engineers, which I'm also an engineer. I went to ASU, graduated engineering, bachelor's of engineering, mechanical engineering. And we look at the stock market like, okay, it's kind of mechanical. There's a solution. There's a way around this. And we think we can figure it out. And it can be a little bit challenging because it's not, there's more of a skill version in here other than just mechanical. But I think it gets that part of our brain that we're like, yeah, we want to kind of figure this thing out. So we get all sorts of people coming to the market, but mostly people who just want to, tackle this next little adventure for them. And when the market is good and easy, there is definitely money to be made.
I like it. Well, TG, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with you and Simpler Trading?
Yeah, basically simplertrading.com. My one that is specific is the Moxie indicator. So just look around for that. And again, yeah, TG Watkins. And basically we're just all over the place out there. So just look up Simpler Trading. You'll see my face as one of the traders. And pretty easy to come in. We do a $7 trial for 30 days in any of our trading rooms. And that's how you can kind of come in there. And you can also find me on YouTube and then anything else out there. We give lots of information just to show you guys what we do, how we do it, so that you kind of know what you're getting into.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show TG your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to simplertrading.com. Check out the great resources. Take advantage of that $7 trial and get into some of those trading rooms and see what the experience is actually like. And if it's something you've been thinking about or you're curious about it, just check it out. There's very little downside to that. And check out all the other great resources on social media, the YouTube, and I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, TG.
All right. Thanks, George.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.